the first sentence come up and say, these sorts of places that I'm talking about have been changing in response to the technological revolution, changing demographics and economic conditions. So, to further the point and the truth is that you don't get to figure it out once and then that's it. As institutions, you're continually evolving, just as this facility, had a very different operating profile in the, early 1970s or whatnot. Over time, things happen and it changes. And so so the following slides just go into, some of the ways that this evolution has occurred. So the trends include, now these two words, content blending. What that means is that now, say aquariums some time ago, they used to originally, and I don't know if you've been to the Shedd Aquarium, the original old part was a bunch of tanks like this, and you'd go, ooh, that's an electric eel, and oops, that's a, that's a piranha or something. You'd go through and you'd see. And then over time, it grew out and grew out, and suddenly they were showcasing plants and so on and so forth. Then they started to add, different educational programs. And so this content blending just means that the story is bigger and more complete and really includes not only one dimension, but multiple dimensions of visitor experience that both someone can experience in different ways, but also that appeals to different audiences. Oh, I'm a fish guy. Oh, I'm a plant guy. And you think about that in different ways like that. I'd already talked about community-centered programming. That is a trend. Trends in botanical gardens is that they are facing more competition. So they're now, when these domes were built, there's a lot less competition in Milwaukee for things to do on a Saturday or educational or cultural or nature-based experiences. So this botanical facility is facing more competition. The trend is facing up to funding challenges. We're all facing that. In terms of proactive things, they're looking to their markets to find out what sells, if you will. And again, a comment, we'll go pick on the little kids again and say, we all knew that was an easy sell with the children's garden. So that the reason why they're all doing it, because it's market-driven, there's strong markets for that. Plus, it's a really good thing for little kids, obviously, that's what it's about. But from an economic perspective, it's market-driven content. Planning for an aging population, I'm not sure I love these words. I would say planning for changing audiences, changing demographics, just this evolution of the characteristics of the people that are around in all ways. So it's planning for where the markets are going. Perceived value and pricing. Now, you may remember in the last presentation, we had a slide that compared all the prices for various botanical gardens and all that. And a lot of them were pretty expensive, $20, $18, no less. And we're probably, about right priced at $7, I guess, now moving to $8 for out of county. But we're, not to argue the fine points of the pricing, but it's about right price for the experience. And once the perceived value and the real value goes up, there's price increase opportunities. And another important trend is, using technology, all ways and shapes. But one of the things that has been learned after the first wave of technology came in a lot of these places, when it first came out, there was a lot of technology for technology's sake that was put into all sorts of institutions, these sorts of places. Now, the focus is technology to make the experience work better. So we wouldn't recommend you become about technology. We would say, and the good places are finding out ways to use technology to make the botanical experience experience and the horticultural experience work better, okay, in that instance. All right, so that those are, I think will work, you know, going into a little bit, because those are really important trends.
Quick question.
You bet.
So you said that out of Milwaukee County, people will pay a higher price. Is that something new for?
Oh, pardon me. No, I think, and again,
okay,
please do correct me.
I
just
want to
make sure I heard
you
correctly.
Yeah. Hi. I believe a 2018 budget amendment will increase the cost of admission by $1
for
non-county.
Yeah, for non-county.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
So get ahead of myself a little bit.
You know, I think this is a good beginning of this discussion with the. Just the discussion of the trends in the botanical gardens could have us here for another hour before we. And we have gone beyond our usual time. We had some discussions earlier today about how to proceed, and I think this stuff is so important that we didn't rush through it, because so much of this is the understanding and background and stuff that we're going to need to have. And I think we probably identified a good part of our December meeting agenda to just continue this dialogue over the trends, the comparables, and the what's out there that might really excite us, which is, I think, very, very important what we're doing. So I would suggest that we suspend this discussion and pick it up at our next meeting. And we have also an opportunity for public comment. Is there anyone from the public who would like to be heard at this time with respect to the materials that the discussion that we've had so far on the agenda?
I've been a member of the Friends of the Domes for many, many years. And I like the ideas of connecting with another group, whether it's a strictly educational group, you know, a university, or lower schools. But I think the universities could probably be tapped, frankly, for something like that. I'm also a member of the Urban Ecology Center. Now, I think that is, as far as I know, that is a super success story. So maybe there should be a good contact with somebody like that, because they went from a trailer, which I remember well, to a really lovely facility. It's actually very, very special. Plus, they have great programs, not only for kids, but they have them for adults. Now, I know it's a different thing. We're more inside, you know, and that's a separate company, a separate entity. But how did they do that? You know, I think he's got a book out now, actually. But I think that there maybe should have a contact to kick some brains that way, somebody that went from a trailer to what they're managing now. But other than that, I think those kinds of contacts are probably important to get some really outside leaders in. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your comments. Are there any other comments from the public? Please state your name, because we try to keep a record of
on the financials. You identified the cost and expenses for labor and taxes and for energy, and then you said building maintenance. Was the energy bill broken out for the domes from all the facilities that are in this park? Because there are a huge. Where's broken out is the question, and the question was, the second part of the question is the labor bill, or the cost of operating, what percentage of that belongs to the show dome and its changes during over the year? I'm 75 years old. I didn't get to these domes until I was 30, and I grew up in Fox Point. So number one is there are at least a half a million
So to answer your question, yes, the utilities are separately accounted for, and just for this, and the staff, that's part of their work is to do the changing shows, just part and parcel of their work.
If there are no more comments from the public, are we prepared to adjourn? We have a next meeting date set, so I think we're set. There's a card. I forgot about the blue cards. We have a card from Pam Schubert. Brookfield, and she is registering and not speaking, and she's in favor of preserving the domes. And a second one from Laurie Ginch from Elm Grove, and she also is in favor of saving the domes and just registering those comments. Roger?
So, Mr. Chair, at the last meeting, there was a brief discussion on the funding for the structural study. I believe that really should be a standing item on the agenda until that gets resolved. Do we have a current status of that?
Yes.
Yes. We are bringing that forward for the board's consideration this December cycle.
We are bringing an agenda item to the board for this cycle to request surplus funds from a number of other projects, specifically from here, most of it, to be able to fund that material testing project. So we'll find out. December 5th is our Parks Committee meeting. And then the Finance Committee is shortly thereafter, I believe, to be able to approve that transfer.
Also, I can report that our consultants are also working on trying to resolve and narrow the range of differences about how this structure can be repaired or restored. So some progress is being made in terms of getting their views and maybe some outside views of how to resolve the matter so that we have more sound understanding of what methods and what costs would be associated with restoring and repairing the physical structure of the domes themselves.
Okay, and one more thing before we adjourn. Mr. Chair, could we schedule the meetings out for maybe 6 months next year, just so that we can plan our schedules?
That's right, we're only scheduled through.
Right, so we're only scheduled through December. If we could schedule at least 6 months out.
Yeah, I'll talk to Sarah about sending that. So we can consult with the consultants about the timing. I also learned today that the coming budget for next year includes some additional funds for the work of this task force.
It includes 320 for the
January 16th. I think we have January 16th. It's after that. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.